on Life on Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is actually the 12th shiur of Siyata Nishmaya on the topic of Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behem, of the Gidrei Bia. And in the previous shiur, we saw the following. And Kasha, and then we're going to, with Hashem this year, we're going to answer Kasha's. We asked in the previous shiur. The Rambam in Sota 110, 1:6, writes from that the pasuk of Ish, or Memayet, that Sota is not Neseres, with the Kotner of Behema, the Baal. In other words, when a woman is with a Kotner of Behema, that doesn't answer to her husband. She was Marami Lublin, Kuftesvav, she was Chaim Shalsimin and Gimel. They ask from the Sota Daf Chavov on the base, we see that the reason is not because of Ish, it's Memayet Behema, because Ein Znos LeBehema. How do you say Ein Znos LeBehema? Because it says in the Pasuk, Esnan Zona, that you know that it brings a carbon payment for a Zona, if a sheep was given as, to a Zona as a payment, it's not allowed to be a carbon, but not Esnan Kela, which means that if you give a woman a sheep, in order for her to have intercourse with a dog, that does not count as being that is impossible on Zbech, because that's not sexual intercourse with the dog. In the Mela, that's not Asir. Stafka Esna Zona. The payment to the Zona, not the payment for being with the Caliph. So you see that Ein Znus LeBehema. So why does the Rambam learn it from Ish and the Gemara learns it from Esnan Zona Basnan Kalev? So that's Kasha number one. Moreover, we asked that, we've seen the Sugin Yavam 59b, that may I time it, Ein Znus LeBehema in himself is the Kahuna. Since Ein Znus LeBehema, so if a woman is Mizan LeBehema, she's not possible Kahuna. Even though most Kohanim wouldn't probably want to marry such a woman. In any event, but the Znus LeBehema doesn't pass over the Kohuna. Now, according to the Rambam, it's not enough to say Ein Znus LeBehema that she's not pasul LeKohuna. We also need the Miud of Ish or LeBehema. So those are the Kashas. Based on what we said, and this is again, this is really basing ourselves on what we've been learning in many Shiurim that have preceded this one, and that is as follows. And from Esna Zona, all we can learn is Shilagabi HaBoel Ein Zubi Esnus. Esna and Kela, we learn that when the guy with the Boel, it's not considered Biesnus, and therefore the payment for the Bia is not a payment of Esna. Because what's the payment of Esna? The payment of Esnan is a payment for his nus. So therefore, if a woman is with a kelev, so we tell the kelev, Chman of Islam, it's hard even to talk about these things, but it's a Torah's amos, so we mainly have to talk about it. Because whatever the Torah talks about, it's for us to learn from. So when she's with this kelev, we tell the kelev, it's not considered nus. But maybe, as we saw, it doesn't have to be two-sided nus, it can also be one-sided. Sometimes maybe it's nus mitzad the nevelis. But normally when a man pays a prostitute wages for her services, so why is he paying her? He's paying her for his own benefit, for his pleasure. So memela, that's when it comes to the Esnan Zona. And we remayate Esnan Kela. So that means that mitzad the Kela is not considered nus. Maybe mitzad her is considered nus. And if so, since we learned that when it comes to the Isra Levaila and the Passover of the Kahuna, all we need is that she is Nevelis Lepasol and she's a Sura Betruma Levaila, even if it's not considered Bia by the Baal. Like we saw by the Shachuf, whose Bia isn't considered a Bia, but inside the Nevelis it is considered a Bia. So, as long as it's considered bia by her, that's enough to pasul her. So we have no makor from Esnan Zona and Esnan Kela that she's muteris, that she's not asura. The Baal meets out the Kela, because maybe meets out the Kela, but it's not what it is. And that's enough to pass a look. So that's why the Rambam says you need the Pasuk of Ish. What does Ish tell us? That even when she's a sewer because of her Bia, even if it's mitzad her, that's only Bia for someone she yeshloi Bia. In other words, the person has to be a Bar Bia. As we spoke about, if somebody's under, just under nine, it's not even a Bar Bia, it's gone. Nothing. So, Mimela, if the boil is not a barbia, then Klapid and Nivella is also considered nothing, and we're not going to pass her. Because she's Nivella, to somebody who's not a barbia. Therefore, we need the drush of Ish. Even though we have the drush of Angel Listen to the Hame. Listen to the Hame tells us, and we said the Hema, we said the Kelev, he's not considered, it's not considered this. Maybe we said the Isha is. So Ish tells us, no, that he's not an Ish, and Mimela, even he said, hurts nothing, because he's not a Barbia. Right? We have the Pasuk of Ish. It isn't a miut klal on anybody who's not an ish, because if we have a 9-year-old, a 9-year-old's not an ish, and yet he asks her, and a 9-year-old who's puzzle passes the woman, or asks the woman to her husband. And why is that? Is the bia of a 9-year-old still considered bia? So Ish is not a Mi'ut Klal Yom Ish Eino Ish. Because the Pasuk is not coming to Mi'ut Mish Eino Ish. It's a Mi'ut. It is excluding somebody who by the Boyal, vis-a-vis the Boyal, it's not considered a Bia. That's what Ish is Mi'ut. It has to be someone. It has to be a proper Bia. And therefore, if it's a Katan under 9, or the Hema, it's not considered a Bia. And therefore, they don't ask her, the woman and her husband. And since the Behema, Mashaena Bia Rakmi Alfusa, the Ain Znusla, the Behema, by Behema, where do we learn that Mitzad of the Boil is not Znus because Ain Znusla Behema? So therefore, we also need the Pasuk of Ish. Since Ein Znus LeBehema, tells us that by the boil it's not ABS's nose. So Mimela, she's not Neseres. So we need Rav Sukkah. We need to tell you that it's not ABS inside of the boil because Ein Znus LeBehema. And then we need to come on to Ish. To tell you that what is Ish Mamayit? Ish is Mamayit that it's not Znus by the Boyal, so then the Nivellas isn't Asura. Because it could be that without Ish, Enachinami is not Znus by the Boyal, but it's Znus by the Nivellas. And the Ish comes and tells us no, that if it's not Znus by the Boyal, like by the Hema, it's not Znus by the Boyal, so it's also not Asura in the Nivellas. So you need both sukkim. And also without Ein Znus LeBehema, it wouldn't have been enough to say Ish. Because according to the Rambam, if the Bia is a Bia, it's not even more than Ish. Like we see a 9-year-old and up. He's not even more than Ish. And therefore, you would think that an animal is okay. Because it's not in my age. Just because someone's not Ish, they're not more. They're not excluded. So you would say that maybe an animal does answer. Say no, you need both. You need that an animal's not considered snus, that's within the meter domain, snus for the hema. And then invite thereafter in snus of the hema. Each tells you that if it's not snus by the boil, then it's not also, they're not a barbia. They're not a barbia. That they can't have bia, simamela. It's, they don't answer the novellas. So that's why you need two of the both, you need both sipping. So the Gemara says, Ain't Sons of Lehema, and the Rama says, from the Mir of Ish, and they're both MS. Ain't Sons of Lehema, and Achinami Ain't Sons of Lehema. Maybe it still answers your question. No, it's Ain't Sons of Lehema, also doesn't answer it, that's what Ish tells you. But if it's not by the Boil, and not of Arbia, it's in Mela, it also doesn't answer the novellas. And we ask Nafakasha, we saw in the Gemara Yibamis, and Daf, and it has some days that from this, for this reason, an angel is in the Hema, she's not in the cells of the Kahuna. Wait a second, it's not enough to say angel is in the Hema. You also need the Mir of Ish. And by the Pasal in Kahuna, it doesn't say Ish. So the answer is no. Mad Mahani Kwadi Ish Gamta Beyesu Kahuna. Sharekin is brother guy Shachof, Amir, Ishu Gilu Bidine Bia Oseres. Vein of Dine Behilchas Isil of the Bible of Dafka. This Ish is a Gilui. It tells us about the Bia Nessa Oseres, what type of Bia Asers. And therefore, this Pasuk is also going to tell us about Esri Kuhuna. In other words, once we know Agave, the Isil of the Bible, that if it's not considered as nus, so it doesn't answer. So that's a gili also by kahuna. You can learn by kahuna also that since it's not a bias nus, it doesn't answer the kahuna. So this ish also can be used for ish of the kahuna, even though there it doesn't say ish. But since it's nus of the hema, ish tells us that they have to be a barbia in order to answer. If they're not a barbia, then it's nothing. Advar Meiru Misamch Baruch Hashem. So now we'll go Nachatrit Baiter. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Samkes on the base, it says San Rabbana, Hamisulelus Bivna, cotton, the hair of a pot, Ishamayam or Pasam the Kuna, Ubeisil Oimrim, Ubeisil Mashir. If a woman is acting in a lewd way, Chaman of the Slam, with her son, and he does Haroth to his mother, he performs the initial stage of intercourse. Doesn't penetrate completely, but he starts. Basil Ishamai says she's not psula kahuna. Basil says she's ksheva. The Gemara says they're arguing about nature. Ishamai held them from doors of Ishamai and they could give birth. They'd be able to have children already at the age of 8. They still sit and go and learn from the Daras HaRishonim. The difficulty is that we learn the Gemara Nida, the B2B, which is Harosh that we quoted in earlier this year, that the Din of Bia at 9 years old is Halacha Moshe Misina. So what do we learn from Daras HaRishonim for? So Daras HaRishonim, they can give birth to 4 Mount Torah, they give birth to 8. Who cares? Halacha Moshe Misina is 9. Let's have Machlekes Ben Ches. Our Beis Shammai say that we learn from Daras HaRishonim. Shemol Ed Meches. Mazeh 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 Shulein. We know now that the age of Bias is 9, not 8. And why do they still have to say no Machshirin? Lo Gamrinu Daras HaRishonim. What do you mean? We have a lot of the Tepe Mosh Mosh Misina that it's nothing? So, those are the kashas. Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we will continue, and we will hopefully be actually the city of Tutan Das, and we're going to see the flaws in Mitzvah Hashem, and I thank you so much for listening to my friends. As always, I really appreciate your joining me, and we should be Zohar, Lulmo, Lulamid, Lashon, Lassos, little kindness called Libre Song, which I love to be a Havo. May be a Mensch, Shalom, sweetest, most beloved.